Our readings today, especially the gospel reading, is the last of three passages from John that we have read during this Lenten season. Now, you haven't heard all of them because at least one of them was read at the 5 o'clock Mass. But there are three passages that speak to us about the meaning or the effects of baptism in our lives. These are powerful passages that the church gives us every year when there are people in our midst preparing for the life-giving waters of baptism. Remember, we had the story of the woman at the well. Last week, it was the man born blind. The human condition, as you and I know it, being children of Adam, is that we are born into a world of sin, a world moving towards death. That is the result of the sin that we call original sin, the sin of Adam and Eve. But that's not the end of the story for us. Yes, we were born into a world that had been wounded deeply by sin. But God has reached out to us through Jesus, His Son. He has reached out to us to rescue us from sin and give us the hope of new life. We heard about that rescue in the sense that God sent life-giving waters to quench the deepest thirst, the deepest yearning of our lives. God has given us light through Jesus, His Son, so that we no longer need to walk in the darkness of sin, the darkness of ignorance. We know the meaning and the purpose of our lives, and we know that we can reach that purpose through Jesus Christ, our Savior. God wants to raise us from death to give us life. A life that will be far beyond anything that you and I can envision or imagine. That is what God has in store for us. Yet the fundamental requirement for all of this is that you and I believe. That we believe in Jesus, the one that the Father has sent. That we believe in Him as the one who can raise us up to new life. Now that believing is more than something we do in our heads. It's more than an intellectual thing. It's something that has to come from the very depths of our being. But we believe so deeply that it changes the way we live our lives. To use the words of St. Paul in the second reading, it is the believing that turns us away from the flesh, makes us live according to the Spirit of Christ Jesus. Now, what does Paul mean by the flesh? He means those worldly attractions and allurements that can be so powerful for us. It may be the allurement of fame. It may be the allurement of pleasure. It may be the allurement of material comfort or material security. We are always so tempted to put our hope, our trust, our confidence in those things. But if we live in the Spirit, we know that those things are not going to last. They're not going to give us what we want, what we truly want, that deepest yearning of our lives that comes to us through the one who can raise us to new life. And that one is Christ Jesus, our Savior. We are called, you and I, to believe in Him, to give our lives to Him, to find in Him the very fulfillment, the very meaning of our existence. this morning in a few minutes. I can't find her. Melissa is here, isn't she? Okay, I couldn't see her. But Melissa will come forward. Now, Melissa is only one that is going to be baptized that's with us now, but we have a lot of children also that will be baptized. But Melissa is, and all of those who are to be baptized, all of us who have been baptized, are committing ourselves to turn our lives away from the flesh, away from those things of the world that allure us, and to turn our lives to Christ Jesus. That is expressed so well in the baptismal promises. Do you remember those? Do you reject sin? Do you reject Satan as all his empty works and promises? After that triple renunciation of sin and Satan, then we make an act of faith. Do you believe in God, the Father Almighty? Do you believe in Jesus Christ, His only Son, our Lord? Do you believe in the Holy Spirit? We're asked to reject the allurements of the world, to focus our lives, our faith, in the One who can raise us up to new life, Jesus Christ, our Savior. We do the scrutinies, asking God to help those being baptized to break that hold that sin can have on their lives and to give their lives totally, fully to Christ Jesus. But it's a challenge for each and every one of us. We have to strive to live out those baptismal promises every day of our life. And for most of us, that's a lifetime struggle. We don't reject sin once for all. We don't give ourselves to Christ Jesus once for all. What I think begins to happen in us is that we begin to free ourselves, first of all, from the more obvious sin. Those things that are more external to us. But then once we begin to do that, we begin to go deeper, and the Spirit draws us deeper, and we begin to realize that in our hearts there is selfishness. In our hearts there is pride. And through the power of the Spirit, we begin to try to let go of those things. And as we do that, we begin to surrender ourselves more and more to trusting in Christ Jesus, that He alone can raise us up. He alone can give us life. It's a lifetime journey. Yet it's a journey that leads us from death to life, from darkness to light, so that we can walk forever in Christ's light and we can live in the presence of our God forever. That is the journey that Melissa is being called to. That is the journey that those children who will be baptized at the Easter Vigil are being called to. That is the journey that each one of us have already been called to die to the world, to the flesh, as St. Paul says, to live in the Spirit of Christ Jesus, to live for Christ, and to give our lives to Him.